Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That's the sound of a statehouse door slamming shut yesterday as six lawmakers began negotiating changes to the voter-approved law legalizing recreational marijuana use in Massachusetts. The panel's first order of business was a vote to close the session to the public, including to reporters.
The ayes have it.
So we're going to ask the press to leave?
Sorry, folks, but don't take it personally.
Among the reporters asked to leave was WBUR Steve Brown, who's with us now. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, don't take it personally, but this is such an important bill. Why is the final compromise being worked out behind closed doors?
Well, just about all conference committees are done behind those closed doors nowadays. Legislators think they can be much more efficient when they negotiate in private. They feel that they can suss out some ideas and not be judged on those ideas as they're discussing them. No law requires that these meetings be done in public, and so legislators are defending the practice they have for many years. I asked Senate President Stan Rosenberg and Speaker Robert DeLeo yesterday if the public is well served by having these conference committees closed to the public.
There's a robust debate in the committee when they are hearing the bill, and then there's robust debate as the bill moves through the legislative process. This stage of the process is usually closed so that the members may dig down deep and move as quickly as possible, and will be held accountable based on our votes on the final package.
Yeah, I would agree with the Senate President on that. Let's take a look at the final bill. I do feel that for the most part, public has served very well in terms of the closed session on the marijuana debate.
But Steve, is anyone concerned about this secrecy?
Well, if you remove Statehouse reporters and a few other interested parties, no, there's not a groundswell of people coming to Beacon Hill clamoring that these conference committees be opened up to the public. Now, every year, bills are filed seeking to increase transparency, but those bills just go nowhere at the Statehouse. Pam Wilmot of Common Cause has been trying to get the legislature to be more open for years.
This is the public's business, and as much as possible, it should be conducted in the light of day. You know, it is more difficult. Negotiations can sometimes be tricky, and doing that with people watching is hard. But that's, you know, democracy. It's difficult. It's messy. And we need to see it.
Wilmot does acknowledge that transparency is relative. She told me compared to what's going on in Washington on the federal level these days, Massachusetts is a paragon of openness and transparency when it comes to legislation.
In terms of the marijuana law that the committee started working on yesterday, what are some of the key differences here, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, there are six areas that need to be resolved. They're really close on three of them. Governance, meaning the setting up of the regulatory body that will oversee the new industry. Safety and packaging, they're close on that. And equity to ensure that minority-owned businesses are not frozen out of the process and they'll be able to get licenses to operate. Three other areas, taxation, local option and expungement, which is the sealing of criminal records for some past marijuana crimes, both sides remain far apart. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if they report out part of the bill covering the areas where they can find some agreement. Get that to the governor's desk sometime this week and then revisit those other areas sometime at a later date.
WBUR Steve Brown, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.